How long has it been since you came to Christ, and what's different now? A lot of us struggle with remembering and living out the joy of our salvation and what being repurposed really means. Today's topic is The Promise as we conclude our series Battlegrounds on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. We're concluding our series Battlegrounds, and today we're going to be talking about the promise. And so before I get into it, let me just set it up this way. Have you ever had a hard time, a difficult time, a struggle remembering something? I mean, something you know that you should know, but it's just you can't bring it to mind. Maybe it's someone's name, something like that, and you know you should know, but you just can't do it. Well, that's similar to what we're going to be talking about today, because I'm going to give you three things that we as Christians always have to fight to remember. And this is a battleground. You know, throughout Scripture, God's people are told to remember. And this may seem odd if you look closely at when God says it. For instance, all throughout the book of Deuteronomy, Moses' farewell sermon to Israel, God tells his people to remember what just happened. And if you had been in slavery for 400 years, were miraculously rescued by walking through the dry floor of an ocean, and had seen bread fall out of heaven and water flowing out of rocks, do you think you'd forget? Well, apparently, Israel did, and we have a tendency to as well. You know, Israel's times of spiritual wandering were always marked by spiritual amnesia. Not that they literally couldn't recall what God had done, but that his mighty works weren't prominent in their minds. And that's the same for us, and this is a battleground. So again, let me give you three truths that Christians, that we must always fight to remember, and this is a battleground. The first truth is we have to remember the slavery of sin. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 12, Moses says, "Take care lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." You know, some of us need to stop and think about the house of sin that we used to call home, a house that most of us were perfectly comfortable in. You know, do you remember where you were without God? Do you remember what your life was like? You know, wasn't it bondage, stress, striving, and emptiness? You know, there was no healing there, no rest, no satisfaction. And do you really want to go back there? For others, you know, God graciously protected you in your youth. Maybe you grew up in a Christian home and you don't have a dramatic conversion story where God plucked you up out of a life scarred by sin. Well, praise God for that. You're going to have plenty of time in your life to see the slavery of sin play out. So thank him for that grace. And look to the future with your eyes open, knowing that the house of sin is always a house of slavery. We can't go back. The second truth is we have to remember that we've been delivered. And again, in the same passage, Deuteronomy 6, verse 12, it says, "Take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt." Don't just remember that you were enslaved. Remember that God did something about it. God delivered you, not only taking you out of bondage, but taking the spirit of bondage out of you. Imagine this. Imagine an infant child, an infant boy with an abusive father. The dad never tells the boy he loves him. He calls him names. He cuts him down. The boy never has enough food, so he pockets snacks from friends at school. He doesn't have a bed to sleep on, so he sleeps on the floor. And this goes on for years until one day the abuse gets so bad that the boy is taken away. He's then adopted by a great family with a great father. And this dad cleans up his son, buys him clothes, gives him a bed and toys and plenty to eat. And he speaks life into his son. "I'm proud of you. I love you. I'll never hurt you." But how does the son respond? He keeps borrowing food from his friends at school. He ignores the bed and keeps sleeping on the floor. He winces when his dad comes in the room. Why? Because he can't see that his new family is one of love and not fear, acceptance and not condemnation. This is the story of every Christian. Either we don't remember or we don't truly believe that the cloud of condemnation is gone. We find God's love hard to believe, so we keep sleeping on the floor and stealing food when God offers us a bed and a meal. We keep expecting the hammer of judgment for our past mistakes, but God says, "I don't remember your sins anymore. I've put them away. Look, the old is gone and the new is come." If you're in Christ, you are a new person. You've been repurposed, adopted into a new family with a new father. You're a cherished son or daughter who will never be forgotten. Now live that way. And so let me give the final truth that we always have to fight to remember, and that is to remember the graciousness of the God who saved us. You know, there's an interesting line in Deuteronomy 6, verses 20 through 24, where Moses is anticipating a conversation between a father and a son. And it goes like this. The son asks, "Why are we supposed to obey all this stuff, Dad?" And so think about it. How would you answer that? You know, if I were writing the answer, I might come up with, talk about the benefits of rules and the benefits of God's law, and something like sex within marriage leads to a happier life, and doctors have shown that resting one day a week is good for our health. But that's not what Moses says. Moses hears the question and answers, "When your son asks why we obey, you tell him, we obey our God because our God is gracious and good, because we were slaves and now we're free." So why do we obey? Not because obeying leads to good results, and not because our lives will be happier and longer and more fulfilling. No, we obey because the God who gave us these rules cared so much for us that he gave up his son, his own life, for us. Israel had seen God deliver them at the Red Sea, but we've seen God deliver us on Calvary. All of our trust in God's goodness and in his laws is founded in what we saw him do at the cross. How can I trust God when I don't understand what he's doing? By remembering Jesus' sacrifice for me on the cross. If Jesus didn't leave me when he was hanging there, when I was his enemy and wanted him to die, then surely he won't leave me now that I'm his child. This is the promise of the gospel. This is the hope for each of us as Christ followers. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this series, and join me again next time as we continue on the Repurposed Man podcast. Be sure and review it. Give us a star. Give us a comment. Wherever you listen to the podcast, I'm Bob Dyer. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.